it's time for the weekly tarot stars, and we'll kick off with Aries, Sharina.
Yes, we will. Okay, Aries, the card there selected for you this week's the Ace of Wands. Starting something new and fresh is around, or learning a new skill. This could also be a great week to do with love and perhaps reinventing yourself with a new haircut, new hair colour, or even a new trend set for clothing.
Okay, next up's Taurus.
Three of Cups for Taurus. Three of Cups is a celebration of good times. It's kicking goals. And the Three of Cups is also a time that you're, it's like that celebration within the family. Lots of things sort of, you know, good news is coming your way. It's very likely. And this could even represent a marriage for some people.
Ooh. Next up's Gemini.
Okay, Gemini's got the card of the Star. It hasn't come up all night, the card of the Star. And the Star is all about, the Star is like a new, it's like a renewal. Fresh hope, more feeling more optimistic about the future. Thinking about which directions you want to take. The Star is a wish coming true. Make that right this instant.
Okay, next up's Cancer.
Cancer. Cancer's got the card of the Strength. And that's going to give you strength to do whatever you want to do. You'll get through any obstacles and you're feeling that everything you're going, you've got spiritual messages coming your way that's going to give you a lot, you know, you're really going to pay attention about it. And with this card, Strength, it's really going to come to the right decisions and be able to help people in need.
Okay, next up's Leo.
Okay, with Leo. Leo, we have the card right now and we've got the card of the Wheel of Fortune. Now, sudden turn of better luck's coming your way. It's like there's been a disappointment or a loss, or you felt emotional and the wheel is now turning in your favour to a positivity, positive and lots of positivity vibes.
Okay, next up's Virgo.
Okay, Virgo. Virgo has the Ten of Wands. And that's absolutely not ants in your pants. It's bull ants. It's Ooh. Massive there. It's like you are jumpy, you're restless. You're just really, and the Ten of Wands is a very unsettling period in your life. And it's like you're just racing here and racing there. And it's a time that you're going to expect amazing potential for positive change and opportunities.
And next up's Libra.
The Five of Cups is reunions are likely in the coming weeks. And you're also seem to be closing some doors so that new ones can open. It looks like people from the past are coming back into your life. So, and funny enough, I heard from a friend today, you're settling differences and you're decluttering your whole life, your desk, your computer, your whole life.
Okay, next along is Scorpio.
The card of the Fool. Invitations to glamorous events are likely. The near future is absolutely looking dynamite. There's new connections. You're going to really open up your whole life there in this card. It's really amazing what's coming up for you. And you're finding that soulmate connections are likely.
Okay, next up's Sagittarius.
The Four of Pentacles could represent, with the Four of Pentacles, that represents, I would sort of feel, property decisions, where you're going to live, what's happening, what you want to do with your life, all of that. It's like you're laying down some new foundations for the future.
Capricorn is next.
You've got Capricorn Everyone's got the lover's card. And it seems like there's if you're in a relationship, your sex life, it's going to be really passionate than ever, and singles could meet a really red-hot new lover. So that's like showing it's all about love and decisions and balance in your life against what you don't want and what you do want. And it could be a love triangle.
Okay, Aquarius is next.
Okay, Aquarius. Aquarius has got the card of the Two of Cups, and this can represent a proposal or an invitation too good to refuse coming your way. So it's really good news around Aquarius for this week and the following weeks, of course.
And last but not least is Pisces.
The card of the World for Pisces. The World's opening up lots of opportunities. The World's representing some travel. Travel's coming there for Pisces. And, of course, people that are born overseas coming into your life as well. So it's a really good vibe there.